Have you heard about the Elmo post on X asking, how are you doing? That got 100 million views and some interesting, shall we say, responses. Newsline talked about that with Dr. Robert Cavera, clinical health psychologist at Mount Sinai South Nassau.
What does this really say about us? Dr. Robert Cavera, clinical health psychologist, Department of Family Medicine at Mount Sinai in South Nassau, joining us. Doctor, were you surprised at all about this outpouring of emotion triggered by an Elmo post?
I wish I could say that I am, but sadly, I am not.
Why not?
Well, you know, unfortunately, as you're seeing, and this is one in the line of many, where social media has become this almost a setting for unleashing all of our feelings in a way that is unfiltered, because we are behind screens, behind keyboards, and, you know, you ask, we're going to answer. And people are feeling all of these things, and certainly more so since the pandemic. So I think, yeah, it just speaks to a larger societal problem we're having.
Yeah. Why would you say it's a tough time right now? I mean, aside from everything that's going on in the world, does it also have to do with just this being kind of a gloomy winter season, in particular for folks here in the Northeast?
Sure. It doesn't help. I had a patient yesterday who said, you know, I said, how are you feeling? And he said, Doc, listen, if I could have 5 minutes of sun, I'd be feeling that much better. So I think all of those factors compound. So I think, like you said, you added just all of the world, all of the local issues on top of our gloomy, not so bright weather. And it's a recipe for a lot of very, very difficult feelings.
Right. So what are you counseling people when they, I mean, are doctors telling people if you're not feeling great to see somebody, to talk to somebody, to try to find other outlets other than venting on social media?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we are in a generation now where especially the high school and college kids, all they know is venting through social media and what they see online. So it's our job as mental health professionals to try to change that narrative and to try to have them access either professionals such as myself or my colleagues or resources in their school or local community to understand that, as you saw by that post, all around the country, they are not alone. Everybody is feeling this. So we are not alone. And it is okay to not be okay, as the cliche goes.
Right. And doctor, at what point in your self-evaluation of your mental health do you know that it's time to talk to somebody? What should you look for?
Yeah. When you're having persistent, negative, intrusive thoughts that don't seem to want to kind of go away, that aren't the ones we can just kind of brush off, that seem as though they take a life of their own, where they become so overwhelming, where we start to contemplate, what could I do instead in a very negative way? That's a warning sign to me that somebody needs help.
All right. Dr. Robert Cavera, clinical health psychologist, Department of Family Medicine over at Mount Sinai, South Nassau. Doctors, we thank you.